Good afternoon. It's 32 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The remains of a Wisconsin airman who died during World War II are coming home. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency said military scientists identified the remains of U.S. Army Air Force Private First Class David Hansen of Milwaukee last August. Hansen was captured after U.S. and Filipino forces surrendered to the Japanese and were subjected to the Bataan Death March. He died as a prisoner of war in June of 1942 at age 25 and was buried in a common grave in the Philippines. Hansen's remains were exhumed in 2019 and later identified. They will be buried in Brookfield as a yet-to-be-determined date. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Administration have officially announced a $4.5 billion budget surplus to end the 2023-24 fiscal year. The data comes from the Department of Administration's annual comprehensive financial report, which also showed the highest budget stabilization fund in state history at $1.9 billion. State officials are currently working on the next two-year budget, with Governor Evers calling on lawmakers to continue making the strategic investments that have led to years of a budget surplus. A report released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found that the number of abortions provided in Wisconsin was cut in half following the Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. According to the Abortion Surveillance Report, the number of abortions provided in the state dropped from over 6,400 to about 3,300 between 2021 and 2022. The landmark Supreme Court case triggered an 1849 law that banned abortion in the state until a Dane County Circuit Court judge ruled the law did not apply to consensual abortions. The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its November 2024 Wisconsin Real Estate Report, showing the state remains a strong seller's market with limited inventory. The available supply is only at 3.3 months, well below the level of a balanced market. Affordability remains a challenge for first-time home buyers who lack equity from the sale of an existing home, coupled with struggles regarding 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, which have been rising for the last 2 months. Governor Tony Evers and Public Service Commission of Wisconsin Chairperson Summer Strand have announced the launch of the Home Electrification and Appliance Rebate Program, known as the HEAR Program. Wisconsin was awarded $74.5 million for the HEAR Program from the Biden-Harris administration's Inflation Reduction Act. HEAR provides instant discounts to low and moderate income households for installing energy-efficient appliances and aims to lower cost for working families by helping households save on energy bills. The IRA, which included $8.8 billion for the home energy rebate programs, allocated $149 million to Wisconsin under the federal formula to administer two home energy rebate programs, the Home Efficiency Rebate Program announced in August and the HEAR Program as announced Thursday. While the HEAR program is focused on helping families install energy-efficient appliances, the HOMES program provides rebates to households undertaking whole home energy-saving improvements, such as heating and cooling systems. Wisconsin was the first state in the nation to launch the HOMES program and is one of the first states in the country to launch both IRA programs. Overall, individual households could save hundreds of dollars on monthly energy bills and save thousands of dollars on energy-efficient home upgrades by participating in the home energy rebate programs. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, these energy-saving measures will save American households up to $1 billion annually in energy costs and support an estimated 50,000 U.S. jobs in residential construction, manufacturing, and other sectors. $2 million in grant funding has been announced for emergency housing across Wisconsin. More than 50 organizations will get funding from the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority to improve emergency shelters, transitional residents, and extremely low-income housing. Governor Tony Evers says expanding access to affordable housing remains a priority, and the grants will provide critical resources to those who need them and help foster safer spaces for Wisconsinites. Over the last 5 years, more than 17,000 affordable housing units and more than 26,000 housing units have been built across the state. A more than $9.3 million investment for housing in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority announced the funding Wednesday, which will go towards the Vacancy to Vitality Restore Main Street and Infrastructure Access Loan Programs. Housing development projects in Dane, Milwaukee, Sheboygan, Sawyer, and Door counties are all getting portions of the funding of the more than 17,000 affordable housing units built under the Evers administration since 2019. Almost 1,000 can be attributed to the three programs. WEDA has administered over $16 million through the programs for affordable housing. A special committee has approved a bill allowing Native regalia at school events. Current law requires schools to provide reasonable accommodations of a pupil's religious beliefs, along with a ban on discrimination due to factors such as race, religion, and ancestry. But there is no explicit provision guaranteeing the right of students who are members of or descended from a federally recognized tribe to wear traditional regalia at school events. The bill was one of the five special committee on state-tribal relations took up on the Capitol Wednesday. Another allows federally recognized tribes to decide whether someone seeking a lifetime license to teach their language is qualified to receive one. The bills will need to be approved by the full legislature. The Menominee tribe in Wisconsin has seen a decrease in overdose incidents. Lisa Hale reports.
There's good news out of the Menominee tribe, who in 2022 declared a state of emergency due to the impacts of drug use and addiction. So far this year, the tribe has seen a nearly 70% decrease in overdose incidents. Ben Warrington, the co-chair of the Menominee Indian Tribe Drug Addiction Intervention Team, said the decrease is a result of providing education and resources to those struggling with addiction and substance abuse. While the decrease is good news, there's more to do. Many clinics and treatment centers have seen an increase in the number of patients seeking assistance for mental health and/or addiction issues. Officials say wanting to change is a very positive development, but some hurdles, such as access to care and treatments, program funding, adequate provider staffing, law limitations, and limited resources within jails and prisons, still remain. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported a 3% decrease in overdose deaths in the United States from 2022 to 2023.
Thank you, Lisa. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, chair of the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, proudly announced a historic $70 million distribution from the Common School Fund to Wisconsin Public Schools during a press conference held at Brown Deer Middle High School last week. This marks the largest distribution in the fund's 175-year history. The Common School Fund, established in 1848, is the only dedicated funding source for many of Wisconsin's public school libraries. For more than 90% of these libraries, it is the sole source of financial support for books, technology, and other essential learning tools. Created from the proceeds of federal land granted to Wisconsin, the fund has grown to $1.5 billion under the BCPL's financial stewardship. Under Secretary Godlewski's leadership, distributions from the Common School Fund have nearly doubled in recent years. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has finally selected a new leader for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Evers announced today that he has appointed Karen Hyen as the agency secretary. The position has been vacant since Adam Payne quit in November 2023, just after 10 months on the job. Tensions between the DNR and Republican legislators have run high since Evers first took office in 2019. The GOP has criticized the agency for everything from overregulating pollution to buying too much land for preservation. A spokesperson for Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu didn't immediately respond to an email Monday inquiring about Hyen's chances of being confirmed. She can serve unconfirmed until the Senate votes to reject her. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 3.7 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.81 a gallon today. According to Gas Buddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin, prices in Wisconsin are 5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 7.5 cents per gallon higher than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy, price reports the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.27 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.39 a gallon, a difference of $1.12 a gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 3.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.01 a gallon today. The national average is down 2.6 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 9.2 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy. Data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 0.6 cents in the last week and stands at $3.48 per gallon. Winter road conditions may have been a factor in a crash over the weekend. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that Saturday morning at approximately 11:30, the Vernon County Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified of a single vehicle crash on Lover's Lane in the town of Hillsboro. A vehicle operated by Louis E. Bontrager, 18, of rural Elroy, lost control after negotiating a corner and left the roadway, striking a tree on the opposite side of the road. Both vehicle occupants were injured, and the passenger, Kaylee A. Miller, 18, of rural Elroy, was extricated from the vehicle by the Hillsboro Fire Department. Both were transported to Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital by Hillsboro Area Ambulance for treatment and released. Attorney General Josh Call hopes state lawmakers will address firearms access. In an interview following the Abundant Life school shooting in Madison, the Democratic AG said there are policies he's advocated for, including the so-called gun show loophole, which allows for the sale of guns by private parties without the background checks required of federally licensed dealers. Others would include restoring a 48-hour walking period on handgun purchases and instituting some sort of red flag law. Call said that making sure that there are policies in place that keep firearms out of the hands of those who could harm others or themselves should be a priority. With Republicans still in control of both chambers of the Wisconsin legislature, the opportunity to advance firearms legislation remains unclear. Two area schools received AEDs. Heather Tomei, registered nurse at the Richland Hospital and member of the Richland Hospital Foundation, has been working to improve the cardiac health of Richland County. With the help of a health grant, Heather and the Richland Hospital were able to provide local schools with AEDs, many accessories for these devices, and a trainer for district nurse Samantha Wilson to utilize during training exercises with staff. Nurse Wilson and the Ithaca Safety Committee have been improving staff preparedness with CPR and Stop the Bleed training, and this donation generously helps to reach that goal. The Ithaca School District buildings are often centers for community events, and visitors can be assured most staff are trained in utilizing this equipment. The schools which benefited from this program are Ithaca and Riverdale. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is celebrating a successful year of completing projects, growing programs, and launching new initiatives to help improve the lives of Wisconsinites through advancements in all modes of transportation. The Wisconsin DOT 2024 Year in Review video recaps many of the department's highlights and accomplishments from the past year. The 2024 WIS DOT moved forward 380 improvement projects in all corners of the state, valued at more than $1.3 billion. Since 2019, 8,648 miles of road and 2,080 bridges in Wisconsin have been improved. Projects spanned every region, including two bridges in Lone Rock. The Wisconsin 130 Lone Rock Bridge links three counties, Iowa, Richland, and Sauk, as a key piece of infrastructure to the local economy. Work began in November 2022 to construct the two new bridges, while keeping the existing structures open to traffic during construction. The $40 million project also realigned the Wisconsin 130-133 intersection to improve safety. The project reconstructed Wisconsin 133 with comprehensive safety innovations to protect travelers, including a guardrail and concrete barrier wall designed to reduce crashes and prevent rock falls on the roadway. These improvements were urgent safety needs for the community of Lone Rock and those who pass through the area. The Lone Rock Bridge project is an example of design-build, which combines design and construction efforts simultaneously to expedite the construction timeline. The process included coordination among federal, state, and local agencies, stakeholders, and the project contractors. This holiday season, some religious congregations across the U.S. are holding events designed to be accommodating to and inclusive of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. They range from a calm Christmas in West Virginia to an inclusive Hanukkah in New Jersey. Many disabled people, advocates, and families want more houses of worship to know that there are ways to fully incorporate and welcome people with these and other disabilities in their families, and not just during the holidays, but year-round. As the holiday season kicks into high gear, Mothers Against Drunk Driving is calling on everyone to prevent impaired driving by prioritizing safety. The holiday season is one of the most dangerous times of year on the roads due to an increase in impaired driving crashes. As millions of people travel to celebrate the holidays together, MAD encourages everyone to spread the message: never drive impaired and plan a safe ride home to ensure a joyous holiday season. Drunk driving fatalities have increased by 33% since 2019. Every 78 seconds, someone in the U.S. is killed or injured by a drunk driver. MAD Wisconsin believes anti-drunk driving technology can end impaired driving. The Halt Drunk Driving Act, passed in November 2021, requires a new national safety standard for this technology in all new cars. This technology will save over 10,000 lives and prevent hundreds of thousands of injuries annually, according to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Those hosting this holiday season can also take proactive steps to ensure everyone's safety by helping guests plan a safe way home, offering a place to stay, or arranging a ride share. Hosts can play a crucial role in preventing impaired driving crashes and creating a safer holiday for all. In addition to planning a safe ride home in advance, parents should have an open and honest conversation with their children about underage drinking and impaired driving. MAD's evidence-based Power of Parents Handbook is a proven resource for parents, offering strategies to educate their children about the importance of making safe choices. The Red Cross is keeping its doors open for a Christmas Eve blood drive in Madison. The annual blood drive will be held at the Alliant Energy Center from 7 to 1. All are welcome to donate, and you don't need to make an appointment. The Red Cross says it needs all blood types, but is hoping for type O donors. To find out more or make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org. Be sure to bring your ID card or donor card. As much of Wisconsin enjoys the first significant snowfall of the season, the Department of Natural Resources reminds snowmobilers to stay sober on the trails this season and be aware of unsafe ice. Two of the most common off-highway vehicle crash contributors around the holidays are weak ice and impaired operation. Both factors can be mitigated through planning and smart decision-making. Often, when alcohol is involved in a crash, it is the main contributing factor and can lead to tragedy. Make a plan to get home safely by riding sober. Not only is it illegal to operate under the influence of drugs or alcohol, but it also puts you, your passengers, and other recreators at risk. Wisconsin has seen several alcohol-related crash deaths so far in 2024. Also, monitor ice conditions by asking the local experts, including outfitters, bait shops, and fishing clubs. Remember that the DNR does not monitor ice conditions. Be aware that there are many factors that determine ice quality, as outlined in the DNR's ice safety pamphlet. Be prepared. Float coats, life jackets, and rescue ropes can be lifesavers. Visit the DNR's ice safety webpage for more information on staying safe on the ice and refer to the Wisconsin snowmobile regulations for operational restrictions, safety tips, and more. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is celebrating 30 years of endangered resources license plates by offering a $25 rebate for new purchases now through December 31st. The rebate offer is available for people who buy new endangered resource license plates or for current plate holders who switch from one plate design to another. Since 1994, sales of endangered resources license plates have played a critical role in funding DNR conservation work for more than 400 wildlife species and 300 plant species listed as endangered, threatened, or special concern. The DNR works across the department and with partners and volunteers to locate, protect, and manage native plants, animals, and Wisconsin's natural communities from the common to the critically endangered. People can buy a license plate at any time, and there is no need to wait for registration renewal. If you've already renewed your 2024 registration, you can still switch to an endangered resources license plate and take advantage of the rebate. You don't need to submit the registration payment again, and your registration renewal month will stay the same. Your total cost for the new plate this year would be only $15. To buy a new plate, visit the Endangered Resources License Plate webpage to download and complete the DNR rebate form. And the Wisconsin DOT Endangered Resources License Plate application form. Please allow up to 6 weeks for processing the rebate checks. Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Kyle M. of Sun Prairie.